Good day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm your host Moritz Oberholzer, and today we're talking about the importance of having dread disease cover, especially focused on dementia in South Africa. This is not a fun topic, but it's definitely one that a lot of people can relate to. I hear of clients, family members that have been diagnosed with dementia almost on a weekly basis, and the financial implications of such a disease is astronomical. But before we dive into the topic further, we need to know what dementia is. Dementia is not a single disease, it's an overall term like heart disease that covers a wide range of specific medical conditions, including Alzheimer's disease. Disorders grouped under the general term are caused by abnormal brain changes. These changes trigger a decline in thinking skills, also known as cognitive abilities, severe enough to impair daily life and independent function. They also affect behavior, feelings, and relationships. So why is dread disease cover very important in this matter? Well, because most retirement homes with frail care will set you back at least 30,000 rand a month, thus adding a major financial burden for older people who already struggle to make ends meet. In South Africa, it is estimated that between 3.6 to 11% of people over the age of 60 has some form of dementia. Although there is no cure for the disease, there is something that you can do to prepare for something like this, namely dread disease cover. The all-type policies and medical aid might not cover all the costs linked to dementia, and that is where the burden will fall on loved ones and family. A lot of dread disease policies in South Africa now has cover for dementia and will pay you out either a lump sum on diagnosis, and some companies even offer critical illness income benefits, which will pay you out a monthly income amount. Some other aspects to take into consideration what will need to happen if a loved one gets dementia is the power of attorney who will take care of the affairs of the loved one. Curatorship will take care of the personal and financial aspects of the loved one. Permanent care, where will your loved one go and get the care needed? Also, what finances will be in place to pay for care? As mentioned, medical aid usually does not cover all the costs. Although the episode is not necessarily a happy and fun one, I do believe every person, especially people nearing their 60s, needs a dread disease policy, because unfortunately that is the time when these diseases do become more prevalent. So talk to your financial advisor today and make sure your policy does cover these type of diseases, and also have a plan in place if someone does need to look after you in case of a disability or dread disease like dementia. I hope you found some value in today's episode. Please tune in next week, same time, same place.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss Your Money Moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.